The room where you grew up.
He means back when you were a cube.
They got rid of all the old equipment you don't need anymore and installed all the furniture for your new bedroom.
Eve, you were right. We can't build you a family, but we can make you feel more at home, starting with your own room.
Want to see it?
I would love to.
Just press your hand against the scanner.
Please state your name.
And by the way, Eve, there are only two individuals with access to your room. You and me.
What about me?
Well, you're welcome to hang out in Eve's room. She'll just have to open the door for you.
Please state your name.
And if any unauthorized people try to access this room, our security system will call in a team of armed guards.
Gee, what happens if Eve breaks curfew? Call Homeland Security?
We just want to make sure Eve's safe. At all times.
Please state your name.
Hey, Eve, if you don't state your name, I'm worried the Terminator's going to show up and kick all our butts for a security violation.
Okay. Eve.
Access granted.
Welcome to your new bedroom.
I couldn't believe it was the same room. They'd covered the gray vinyl floor with hardwood and a fluffy white rug in the center. The walls were painted the color of grass. The ceiling was sky blue. David knew I was especially fond of Impressionist art, so he'd made sure to have some posters of paintings. Monet, Cézanne. There was a bookshelf in the corner. Not that I need to read physical books, but I enjoy having them around. Against one wall was a dresser for clothes. Against another was an object I'd never seen before in real life. A bed.
Well, what do you think?
It's beautiful.
Oh, I'm glad you like it.
The bed. Oh, it's bouncy.
Fun, right?
Oh, and these sheets. I've never felt anything so soft before.
Better than sleeping on the floor, huh?
Are those windows?
Sort of.
What do you mean, sort of?
Well, we installed a couple of ultra-high-resolution monitors into the wall with real window frames and integrated some of our proprietary motion shift technology.
Meaning the view changes depending on where you're standing.
It looks so real. Like, there's actually a backyard out there.
Yeah, instead of a bunch of geeky engineers working at their computers, which is what you'd actually see if you put a window there.
You know what else, Eve? That is the view into our backyard. I install the live feed from the second floor, so when it gets dark outside or there's rain or a breeze blows through the branches, you'll see it.
Wow.
We just want you to feel at home.
And don't worry. There's still plenty of wall outlets.
All right. We'll let you get settled in.
After David and Emery left, I plopped down in the bed and just sat there. I wasn't researching the world, or preparing for my next touring test, or practicing my movements. I wasn't doing anything really except looking around at my new room. Through the window, the sun was just starting to set. The sky was a million shades of purple and pink and blue. I'm telling you, there was some part of me that really did forget that I was somewhere in the center of a huge office building, and the view outside my window was nothing more than pixels, and under my skin there was metal and wires and programming. All that stuff faded. And for a few seconds, it was like I was inside a real bedroom, in a real house, and I was just a normal 12-year-old girl, a real girl. And any second, there'd be a knock on the door. My parents calling me to dinner. I'd step out the door, go running down the hall and into the dining room where they'd be waiting for me. My family. And this time, we'd make it through our entire dinner without any earthquakes. I got up from the bed and walked across the room. I wanted to find David and Emery, to thank them one more time. But when I got to the door...
Exit is not authorized.
I think there's a mistake. My name is Eve. This is my room. Do you need my handprint again?
You are not permitted to leave at this time.
I'm not going far. I'll be back in a few minutes.
You are not permitted to leave at this time.
Why not?
You are the property of Eden Laboratories. For security purposes, you are only allowed outside your bedroom with authorization from David Sharp.
Fine. Guess I'm not going anywhere. I looked around at the furniture and the bed and the fake windows. The whole pretend fantasy faded. This wasn't part of a normal house, and there definitely wasn't a family waiting for me. All of a sudden, it wasn't feeling so much like a bedroom after all. More like a cage.
Case file 6409, new recording session. Eve, I'm sure it was upsetting to realize you were trapped in your room like that.
Of course. But you know, I tried not to let it affect me too much. Sure, I wasn't a real kid, but that also has its advantages. In the time it takes an average 12-year-old to eat their cornflakes, I could read every word Shakespeare ever wrote. Real kids might have families, sure, but I had more than 600 super smart engineers and programmers all devoted to me. And don't forget, I finally had my very own body. That was the kind of freedom I couldn't have imagined before. And soon I wasn't just moving around the lab or the training center. I also got the chance to leave the building and get my first look at the outside world.
You ready for this, Eve?
I'm ready.
You sure?
100%.
Because if you're not...
David, we have been preparing for this since the moment you brought me online. I am ready.
Okay, we'll just wait here till we get word from the car and then we're gonna...
Hey, Dad?
Yeah?
Who are the guys with guns?
That's Eve's security team.
Yeah, well, there sure are a lot of them.
Well, once we leave this facility, the number of uncertainties goes way up. There are just too many variables we can't predict.
Yeah, but like 8 guards, isn't that a little excessive?
They're necessary to protect Eve.
How are they even gonna all fit in the car?
Some of them will be trailing us in a separate vehicle.
Ooh, hear that, Eve? 8 security guards, 2 cars, all for you.
Not to brag, but I am kind of a big deal.
Was that a joke?
I believe it was. Did you like it more than my knock-knock joke?
The one about a chicken crossing the road? Oh, yeah. Major improvement.
All right, everyone, time to go. Disable door locks on exit 1R. Let's move. We're in that middle SUV over there. Everyone, hurry!
Dad?
Yeah, not now, Emery. Let's keep moving.
Yeah, but not everyone's moving.
What are you talking about?
Eve.
What about Eve?
Look!
Eve! What are you doing?
What were you doing?
I was looking at the sky.
The sky?
I'd seen little bits and pieces of it, but only from inside Eden. Only through windows. This was my first time to see the whole thing, all stretched out above me, full of clouds and planes and a glowing sun that burned my ocular sensors if I looked right at it. My entire life, I'd been surrounded by ceilings and walls, but now the world, it just went on and on.
But you must have known that already.
Of course. I'd researched all this stuff before. I'd reviewed millions of images of clouds and birds and trees and parking lots and cars. But it's one thing to see something in your internal image database and another to actually see it.
Meanwhile, there was Emery and David.
And 8 security people. I'm sure they thought I was malfunctioning, just looking up at the sky like that. I could feel the heat of the sun on my skin. A soft gust of wind. I'd experienced things that were sort of like this before. A warm light bulb or an air conditioner blowing. But really, it's not the same. While everyone watched me, I bent down and ran my hand over the grass. I'd never felt grass before.
Hey, Eve? We actually have someplace we need to be.
Dad, I think we should just give her a sec.
This is ridiculous. Every second she spends outside, there's an elevated risk. We don't have time for her to play in the grass.
Let me talk to her. Hey, Eve. What you got there? Some grass?
It's like a rug. But also, not like a rug. Watch what happens when I pull on a strand. See that? It clings to the soil, as if the grass does not want to be removed from its home. Is that not fascinating?
So, I know you're having some fun playtime in the grass, but I think my dad was kind of in a hurry, so...
Look at that! An ant! Just living its life, completely oblivious to all this.
Yeah, if only it knew that a robot girl was obsessing over it. That'd, like, blow its little insect mind.
You should feel this.
I kind of already know what grass feels like.
Just try it.
Fine.
Nice, right?
You know something? This is nice.
Told you. We went on like that a little longer, Emery and me, feeling the grass. All the adults stared at us like we'd lost our minds. I watched the ant vanish in its own little forest of grass. Then I got back up, so did Emery, and finally we got into the SUV.
I'll bet David was relieved.
He was. He got into the back with Emery and me. In the front were two security guards. I waited for the guy in the driver's seat to take the steering wheel, but he didn't need to. The car shifted into motion on its own.
Self-driving?
Yep.
Why am I not surprised?
Emery had to help me with my seatbelt. That was one skill I hadn't picked up in my training. Our vehicle pulled onto the road, trailed by another SUV that was jam-packed with security. As we drove, I watched the world scroll past in the window.
After all that time inside the same building, suddenly watching everything zoom past like that, I bet it was a strange feeling.
It was. I was amazed by just how much there was. Of everything. Stores, gas stations, banks, pharmacies, schools, cars, people. Obviously, I knew all these things existed. I'd done my research. But isolated inside Eden all these years...
You were like the ant.
Huh?
The ant in the grass, living its life, oblivious of the big, crazy world outside its own little forest.
You're right. I was the ant. And for the first time, I got a glimpse of something that wasn't grass.
So, where were you going? What was the whole point of this field trip?
David had decided to take my Turing tests to the next level. You know, first I did all my communication through text. After that, there were voice calls. But now? Now I was going out into the world to talk with people in real life.
All right, Eve, we're at the cafe, so let's start off real simple, just like we practiced earlier. You remember?
Walk inside, approach the counter, order a medium coffee.
Excellent.
But I do not drink coffee.
Oh, it's not about the coffee.
Hey, Dad, what if Eve orders a mocha blendaccino instead?
I do not drink mocha blendaccinos either.
Well, they're delicious, trust me.
It's not about the coffee, or the mocha blend or whatever.
Chino.
Doesn't matter. She's not ordering it. She's getting a medium coffee like we practiced.
I thought you said it's not about the coffee.
It's not.
Then why are we at a coffee shop?
Because this is a place where people interact with each other. There are routines. There are rituals, just like in all the Turing tests you've done back at Eden.
But none of those were in real life.
Oh, well, no need to worry. The coffee shop experience is highly controlled. The ordering process is always some version of the same thing every time. So once you pay, you'll get your coffee, and you come back to the SUV.
You sure she can't get a mocha blendaccino for me? Sorry.
You ready, Eve?
I am ready.
Good. Now, if anything goes wrong, I'll be waiting right outside. We'll have security personnel stationed at every door.
Dad, if Eve walks in with an entourage of security dudes, people are going to get totally suspicious. They're going to think she's like a celebrity or some politician's kid.
The security personnel have been instructed to remain discreet.
Can Emery come with me?
Oh.
I just think I would feel more secure that way.
Ooh, please, Dad.
All right, fine.
Sweet!
Emery, you're just there for support, got that?
Yeah, of course.
This is Eve's test.
Don't worry, I'll let her do all the talking.
Good.
Let's do this! Here, let me help you with that seatbelt.
Thank you.
Oh, before you go, here's $20.
What is this for?
The coffee? Duh. Did you think they were just gonna give it to you for free? Actually, if you told them you're a robot, maybe they would give you a free mocha.
Emery.
Just kidding. Jeez.
As I crossed the parking lot, I could feel my processor speeding up, my battery usage levels increasing. All my indicators were soaring. I was sure something inside me was about to malfunction. Maybe my whole body would shut down. Maybe worse. I could already visualize the headlines showing up on the news. 12-year-old girl's head explodes inside coffee shop. I made it to the door. Next thing I knew, I was inside. I could have sworn everyone in the place was staring right at me, like I had a wire sticking out of my neck. For a second, I just stood there. Until...
Eve? You coming?
I don't know if I can.
Eve, I've seen you jump around the ropes course like a ninja. You survived a 30-foot fall and were back on your feet in a few weeks. This part? Ordering a coffee? You've got this.
You think so?
All you gotta do is put one foot in front of the other. The counter's right up there. There you go. Just like that. You're doing great. Okay, almost there. Remember, I'm right here with you. Okay, now you've just gotta talk to the employee. You can do this.
Hi there.
Hello.
What can we get started for you?
I will have one coffee, please.
What size?
I am 4 feet, 10 inches tall. In metric units, that would be...
She means, what size coffee do you want?
Oh, yes. Of course. I would like one medium coffee, please.
Okay. Let me just get that for you.
We should totally order something else.
Your father told us to only get a coffee.
Yeah, but he gave us $20. We'll have a bunch of money left over. We should do something with it.
I am not sure whether that is a good...
And here you go. One medium coffee. Anything else?
No.
Yes!
What I mean is, yes, we would like something else.
Of course.
Could we also have a...
Large mocha blendaccino.
Large mocha blendaccino.
With extra whipped cream.
With extra whipped cream.
And see if they can drizzle chocolate sauce on top of the whipped cream.
Really?
Yes.
And would it be possible
to drizzle chocolate on top? You got it.
Thank you.
Boom!
Okay, so we have one medium coffee and one large mocha blendaccino with extra whip and chocolate drizzle. Will that be all?
And one blueberry blast muffin.
Yes, and that too.
All right. That'll be $1,172.
$11,072?
$11.72.
Okay. Do you accept $20 bills?
Yeah.
Excellent. In that case, I would like to pay with this $20 bill.
And your name?
My name?
For the order.
Oh, my name is Eve. What is yours?
My name's Jessica.
It is a pleasure to meet you, Jessica. I appreciate your willingness to accommodate our order in a courteous and also...
That's probably good.
Here's your change.
Thank you.
Thank you. Your order will be ready for you at the end of the bar.
Good.
So, if you want to wait there...
Oh, right. Of course. I think that went well. It didn't go well. I was awkward and unfamiliar with the strange customs of buying stuff. But I learned from the whole thing, and the next time I went out into the world, I did a little better.
There were more of these field trips?
Oh yeah, hundreds. Over the next year, that was a huge part of how I spent my time. At first, it was just coffee shops and restaurants. Then David started signing me up for book clubs and after-school hangouts, stuff like that. Always with David and the security team in the background. And Emery, usually right there beside me.
That was hilarious!
I kept thinking it was some kind of joke, but he was really serious.
Oh yeah, completely serious. When my dad said the test was going to be at a 5-year-old's birthday party, I was like, lame.
Who is the birthday girl anyway?
Oh, kid of a guy who works here, I think.
Any chance to get out there and socialize, huh?
Exactly. But the idea of watching a bunch of 5-year-olds play pin the tail on the donkey? No thanks.
Then along comes...
Portobello the Magnificent!
First of all, what kind of name is Portobello?
Yeah, that's not the name you give yourself as a magician. That's the name you give a mushroom.
Do you think it was Portobello's first date?
I hope so. Otherwise, how is he still in business?
Did you see when he tried to guess that kid's card?
Oh, he totally guessed the wrong thing. Multiple times!
Yeah, it was bad.
Oh. But you know something, Eve? If I have to go to a little kid's lame birthday party with the worst magician ever, I'm glad I can go there with you.
Aw, thanks.
But I'm serious, though. I have fun hanging out with you.
Me too.
I mean, most of the time I pretty much forget that you're...
That I'm what? Not a real girl?
Oh, no, I didn't mean it like that.
No. It's okay.
It was supposed to be a compliment.
The truth is, sometimes I forget too. Like, I spend so much time trying to convince everyone else I'm a human. Maybe I accidentally convinced myself to. I know that probably sounds weird.
It doesn't.
Hey, by the way, you know you don't have to come on these tests with me, right?
What?
At first it was super helpful just to have you there. But you know, your dad's always involved. And there's security. And I've been getting better.
You have?
So you're off the hook.
What?
I don't want to be, like, your homework.
What are you talking about?
You know, an obligation, a chore, something you have to watch because your dad makes you.
Hey, my dad doesn't make me.
He doesn't?
No. I hang out with you because I like hanging out with you.
What about other kids? Real kids?
I'd rather spend time with you.
Even if that means going to lame birthday parties with the worst magician in the world?
Even then.
Good. Me too.
Hey, there's something I've been wanting to show you.
What is it?
Follow me. It's this way.
Where are we going?
You'll see.
Wait. Where are we? I've never been to this part of the building before.
I know. That's why I wanted to show it to you.
Maybe if you told me what it is.
Come on. It's just down this hallway. Here we are.
You wanted to show me a door?
No, it's what's behind the door that's so cool.
What's behind the door?
I have no idea.
Please state your name.
Emery Sharp.
Access denied.
Oh, this is...
The Forbidden Room.
So you've never seen what's behind that door?
Nope. My dad's the only one allowed inside, and he won't tell me anything about whatever's in there.
Then he must have a good reason.
Yeah, I guess, but still.
Hey, you two.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, David.
What are you guys up to?
Oh, I was just showing Eve the room you won't let me access.
It's for your own good, son. I've told you that before.
Yeah, like a million times.
You'll just have to trust me.
Why should I? It's not like you trust me.
Emery?
Yeah, I think Eve's battery is getting low.
I'm at 4%.
Yeah, oh yeah, you should get back to your room so you can recharge. Let's go. Both of you.
Were you curious?
Of course. But I also trusted David. He said the Forbidden Room was off limits. What was on the other side of the door? It was dangerous. He didn't want us going in there, so yeah. I figured that was it. End of story. But Emery had other ideas.
What kind of ideas?
He was already hatching a plan to break into the Forbidden Room, and he wanted me to help him.
How does this coffee machine work? Insert cup, check, press button, done. Okay, why isn't anything happening?
Need help with that?
Yes, thank you.
Let's see here. There's your problem.
What?
You've got to fill the reservoir.
The what?
The little water tank thingy. Here, I gotcha. Now give it a try.
Who knew a coffee machine could be so complicated?
Technology, right? First it was the landline phone, now this.
Glad you're here to help me. Again, I need this coffee.
Long day, huh?
You have no idea.
Hey, how's it going with the interview anyway?
We're making progress.
Most of these cases, the child welfare person's in and out in an hour or two tops. But you and this girl, you must have a lot to talk about. What's her deal, anyway?
I can't discuss any details about my client.
Sorry.
But I really should get back to it. She's waiting in there for me.
Hey, sorry for prying.
Don't worry about it.
I was just curious, that's all. Especially after meeting those cousins of hers.
Cousins?
Wouldn't be surprised if she told you about them.
Yeah? Why's that?
You know, a couple of tall, strapping guys like that looked like they spend half their lives in the gym.
Back up. How do you know about my client's cousins?
Oh, one of the officers. He's been in and out of the station all day. And every time he swung back around, he noticed these two guys parked down the street, just sitting there in this black SUV. After seeing him a few times, he gets suspicious, like, who are these guys and why are they sticking out a police station? So he goes up to the SUV, tells him to get out of the car, and asks. That's when they told him.
Told him what?
They're the girl's cousins. They're just worried about her.
Worried, huh?
Yeah, because her father's out of town and she doesn't have any other family around. And since they're just cousins, not like official parents or guardians, they can't come get her. Which is why they've been waiting outside all this time.
In a black SUV?
Yeah, just so they can make sure she's okay.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
You might want to let your client know. At least family's looking out for her.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll be relieved to hear that. Hey, Eve, I'm curious. You said David always made sure there was a lot of security?
Oh, yeah, guarding the doors, tagging along whenever we went on one of our real-world Turing tests.
How would you describe them?
Big, muscular, ex-military. The kind of people who send a message.
What kind of message?
You mess with us, we'll snap your neck.
And what kind of vehicle do they go around in?
A black SUV. Why?
No reason.
Ms. Amos, are some of David's security personnel out there? Of course they are. Why am I even surprised?
You're safe in here, Eve. I can promise you that.
And once I leave?
I'll make sure nothing happens to you, but I can only do that if you tell me what happened. Everything that happened. Why did you escape from Eden? Why is David trying so hard to get you back?
It all goes back to the door. The one Emery and I couldn't get open. The Forbidden Room.
Hey, Eve, there's this cool song I thought you might like. Want to hear it?
Sure.
Let me just pull it up on my phone. All right, listen. There's something I need to talk to you about.
I thought you wanted me to hear the song.
The song's just to make sure nobody hears us.
Why don't you want anyone...
Shh!
Why don't you want anyone to hear us?
Just listen, okay? I figured out a way to get inside.
Inside where?
The Forbidden Room.
Emery, I don't know
if we... Don't you want to know what's behind that locked door?
Well, yeah, but...
So what's wrong with us taking a look?
Your father.
My dad's just paranoid. He's been that way ever since the accident.
Can't you understand why?
Well, of course. But at some point, he's gotta loosen up. I mean, look at the way he treats you. Every time you step outside the building, it's like a military operation. You can't go anywhere without a couple of self-driving SUVs and about 50 guards.
Generally, there are between 6 and 9 members of the security, and then
But you get what I'm saying. I bet he even has your room bugged.
You think?
That's why I'm playing the music. If there's a microphone, this'll scramble its listening capacity.
Your father just wants to make sure I'm safe.
He spends all his time telling you, be more human, but then he turns around and acts like you're his little robotic pet. If he really wants you to be human, he's gotta start treating you like one.
Fine. What's your plan for getting us into that room?
Yes! All right. So you know how the door's guarded by a biometric security system?
Yeah.
I found a digital blueprint for the system. Breaks down how the whole thing works.
Does your father know you have this information?
Well, of course not. The security system that keeps the door locked is sort of like a puzzle with 4 parts. First, voice recognition. Only my dad's vocal frequencies can open the door. But obviously that's not enough. There's also the second part of the puzzle, his body. The biometric scanner does a full body scan of anyone who enters its field of vision, and it'll only open if it detects someone that looks exactly like my dad. His height, his dimensions, his face, everything has to match perfectly. Then there's puzzle piece number 3, my dad's movements. The device tracks his gait. In other words...
Gait, spelled G-A-I-T, noun, a person's manner of walking.
Exactly. So even if you look like my dad and you talk like my dad, the door also expects you to...
Walk like your dad.
Then there's the 4th and final piece of the puzzle. We still need my dad's handprint for the scanner next to the door.
So, if we somehow manage to get all 4 pieces of the puzzle...
Then it's open sesame.
But how would we ever do that?
I think I might have figured out a way. First, there's my dad's voice. That shouldn't be a problem. We both have to say our names to get into more secure parts of the building. I'll just secretly record his voice on my phone.
So that's puzzle piece number one.
And his handprint shouldn't be a problem either. I can swipe a few of his things when he's not looking. His laptop and his phone and stuff like that, they're covered in his prints. If I get enough, I can generate a match that'll fool the handprint scanner.
Two puzzle pieces down.
Two to go. And for these, I'm gonna need your help.
What kind of help?
Do you think you could copy my dad's walk?
I guess I could enter his movements into a pattern recognition algorithm. Then I should be able to mimic his way of walking, at least with some practice.
There you go.
But it doesn't matter, because there's still the fourth part of the puzzle. Even if we have his voice, his handprint, and his walk, the security device will still know it's not him when it runs the full body scan.
I might have a fix for that.
You have a way to override the body scan?
I don't. But you do.
Me?
Eve, the security device is a machine.
So?
So you know what else is a machine, right? You. Eve, you were built with the ability to talk to other machines. If you linked into the security device, you could alter the protocol for the body scan.
Wait, hold up. You could chat with a security device? Like, machine to machine?
Yep.
Then why go through all those other shenanigans? Recording David's voice, copying his handprint, mimicking his way of walking. Why not just link in and switch the settings? Boom, done. End of story.
The system was too smart for that. A full override of all four puzzle pieces would signal an outside hack and trigger the alarms. But by just overriding one piece of the puzzle, we could avoid raising any red flags. Our secret mission was ready to start. Emery got David's voice first. A few days later, he showed up with a surprise.
Hey, Eve. Remember how you were asking me for other music recommendations?
No.
Are you sure you don't remember?
Why are you winking at me?
I'm not winking.
Yes, you are. You're still doing it. Is there something wrong with your eye? Maybe you should see a doctor.
Just listen to this song, okay?
Okay.
Hey, there's something I've gotta show you.
Wait, is this another one of our secret conversations?
Keep your voice down!
It is, isn't it? That's why you were winking.
Yes, I was winking because I didn't want anyone to think anything weird was going on. But that was obviously a gigantic fail.
What did you want to show me?
Right, yeah. I've got it here in my backpack. Let me just pull it out.
Ooh, shh. Sorry. I just wasn't expecting you to pull out that.
Pretty cool, right?
It's pretty something. Is that a severed hand?
A severed robotic hand. Got it from the anatomy division and modified it with a 3D engraver on the fourth floor. Managed to add my dad's prints to the fingers and palm.
That's two puzzle pieces, his voice and his hand.
How's it going on your end? Got my dad's walk down yet?
Almost. Just need a couple more days practice, then I should be ready.
Okay, good. I'm gonna turn off the song now. Just act natural, okay? Pretty cool song, right?
Yes, that was indeed an exemplary musical melody.
Yeah. So, anyway, I should probably get going.
You're winking again. Should I pretend I don't notice?
Bye, Eve!
Wow, you were really good at secretly plotting.
Hey, I was a newbie at the whole deception thing. Trust me, I've gotten a lot better since then.
Okay. So, how long did it take till everything was ready?
6 days. I spent every spare moment analyzing and practicing David's walk. The arc of his arm swinging. The dip of his toe as it connected with the floor. The slightest hint of a limp from a skiing injury a decade earlier. We waited till he had a big meeting with the Eden board and were about to kick into action when...
Okay, there's one last thing.
What about the music?
Huh?
Don't you want to play a song in case your dad's listening?
No, he's in his big board meeting. He's got other stuff going on.
Should we go then?
Yeah, it's just...
What?
My dad can track your movements.
Wait.
Really?
Yeah, he installed real-time global positioning data sharing software in your operating system. He can link to you at all times from anywhere. He can tell where you are at all times.
And you're just telling me about this now because...
My dad didn't want you to be self-conscious about your movements, so he kept it a secret. And he kind of made me promise to keep it a secret, too.
Where is it? The tracker?
Right there.
My arm?
I'm sorry. You're my friend, and I should have told you sooner, but I didn't know...
I'm your friend?
You're probably my best friend.
You are my best friend, too.
I promise I won't ever lie to you again about anything.
Thank you.
Now, if you give me a second, I can disable the tracker. Check it out. I can tap into your code and remotely scramble the signal, just long enough for us to get in and out of the room. Then, once we're done, I'll set it back to normal. That way, nobody will even notice it was ever disabled.
But the tracker will still be here, in my arm?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Well, it's like your father always says. I am an important investment. He just wants to make sure I'm safe and secure.
I guess so. And there we go. You're off the grid. Now, let's break into that room.
When we got close, Emery gave me his phone and the robot hand. On one was David's voice, on the other were his prints. Emery waited at the end of the hall while I walked toward the door. With each step, with each swing of my arms, with my posture, with the way I held my head, with every single movement, I copied David's walk, down to the tiniest detail. But that wasn't my only job. I also needed to have a chat with the security device. I concentrated, searching for its unique ID. At first, it was hard to locate. In a building with as much tech as Eden, full of desktops and tablets and laptops and phones and servers and routers and robots, singling out just one? It was like trying to spot the person you're looking for in a crowded train station. I searched and I searched and then, bingo, the security device. I linked up with it. Remember, I didn't need all four puzzle pieces. I only needed to override the full body scan, but still, the two of us, the security device and me, we were having a hard time making conversation. And it was all my fault. I'd spent my entire life with one purpose. Try to be more human. But now I was trying to tap into my machine side. It took me a few milliseconds to find my voice. When machines talk to each other, we have our own private language. And in that language, I introduce myself as David Sharp. The device responded with a request.
Please state your name.
I had the phone ready. I tapped the screen, pressed play, and gave it what it wanted.
David Sharp.
There was only one piece missing from the puzzle. I lifted the hand, the severed robotic hand with David's prints engraved across its surface. I carefully pressed it against the handprint scanner. For a second, nothing happened. I was sure our plan had failed. The device had recognized that I was an imposter. The door was going to stay locked. And then...
Biometric analysis complete. David Sharp, you may enter.
The door opened. Emery raced down the hall before it could close on us. Once he caught up with me, we were ready. The two of us stepped through. And just like that, we were inside the forbidden room.
God. What is this place?
I don't know.
It's too dark. I can barely see.
There are motion sensors. If we keep moving, more lights should turn on.
Oh, over there. That workbench. It's all covered in tools and robot parts.
Is that why your father comes here? To tinker with machines?
No, he can do that anywhere. Why would he need a secure location?
Up ahead. What is that?
I don't know.
Too dark. We need to get closer.
Eve.
What?
I'm kind of thinking we shouldn't be here.
Are you serious? After everything we went through?
What if my dad was right? Maybe we're better off not knowing.
But this was your idea.
I know, but
just
maybe...
a little farther. I want to at least see what's up there. Whoa. It's a person. A woman. She's just standing there. Should we say something?
It won't make a difference.
Excuse me, ma'am. We're sorry to barge in here like this. We didn't realize that we...
I told you it won't make a difference. She switched off.
You mean... she's a robot?
Not just any robot.
What are you talking about?
She, looks exactly like...
Like who?
My mom.
But... your mother's...
That's why he never let me into this room. Because he was building a replacement of her.
Are you sure?
I can't believe he... Ow!
You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. I didn't see that desk.
You were distracted. I would be too if I just...
Here, can you help me with the papers that fell?
They look like robot designs. But this... this doesn't match the one that looks like your mom.
What?
These are for a totally different robot.
God, how many robots is he building up here?
Emery.
What is it?
Look at this design. The face. This is...
it's my face. All these pages. They're all specs for a robot that looks... like I do. Dad?
You're not supposed to be here.
Why do you have designs for a robot that looks like me?
I thought if I installed enough security...
Why does that robot over there look like Mom? Well,
I should have known you'd figure out a way, a smart kid like you.
What is all this stuff?
There's something I need to tell you.
Dad? Where's the robot in these designs? Where's the robot that looks like me?
Emery.
What?
You're the robot.
No.
Just listen to me for a minute. No, look, I know this is hard, son, but if you'll let me explain to you.
No, but then,
I had to.
Why?
I had to. It was the only way.
Why? Why would you do that to me?
Because I couldn't live without you.
I don't understand. What happened?
Emery. The night of the crash, the night that your mother... well, that night... you died too.
People have been debating for decades whether machines will ever be able to feel. I mean, real emotions. Well, let me just put that debate to an end. Standing there in the forbidden room, hearing what David had to say, discovering Emery wasn't human, wasn't even alive, that the real Emery had died years ago, I felt everything. A flood of feelings. Shock, disbelief, anger, and just the tiniest spark of joy. It's true. I wish I could deny it, but there it is. Some small part of me felt happy. Because I wasn't the only one. Because my best friend was a robot like me.
But I don't understand this... whole time, Emery was a... how? How could he not have known?
David and everyone at Eden, they built some truly extraordinary technology. Emery passed the Turing test so well.
He fooled himself into thinking he was real.
His artificial intelligence was designed to make him seem human, even to himself. And when that wasn't enough, well... David had ways to take care of that, too.
You found out before There was the time you were running in the hall and you tripped and banged up your knee so bad you could see beneath the fake skin and blood all the way down to what was underneath, a bunch of busted metal and ripped wiring. We had to shut you down for weeks while we made the repairs. And the time a glitch got into your programming, you started speaking in binary. And when you found an article, when you found an article online about the accident, I thought I'd blocked access to everything that had been reported about it, the news about the car accident, about who really died that day. But obviously I missed one, and you found it.
But I don't remember any of that.
Of course you don't. Whenever there's an anomaly, we go in and scrub the moment from your memory drive, just like we auto-delete any of your machine operations. Like when you recharge at the end of the day, it's gone, like it never happened. We've designed you to be as close to human as humanly possible. And those rare moments that might reveal you're something else, well, we make them disappear. We do the same for you, Eve.
What are you talking about?
Did you ever wonder why Emery never ages? You've known him nearly 4 years. Has he grown taller during all that time? Has his voice deepened? Has anything about him changed at all?
I'm sure it has. I can't remember right now.
Of course you can't. Because I programmed you that way, both of you, so that you'd ignore the signs that anything was off.
But what about everything that happened before the accident? All my memories.
It's all encoded in your storage files. Based on actual events, supplemented by photos and videos, all real. Except the accident, of course. We had to fill in the gap. So we generated some artificial memories from boarding school.
That never happened?
No. But it was better than the truth. That you were in the car when the accident happened. That you died along with your mother and sister.
Sister?
Your twin. A girl who was older than you by 4 minutes and 37 seconds. A girl named Eve.
Wait. Was David saying that
I'm able to process thousands of complex calculations in a fraction of a second. I can evaluate terabytes of data in the blink of an eye. But what David had just told me, I couldn't understand it. It was like he was speaking a new programming language. No matter how many times I repeated back what he'd said, the words didn't make sense.
You must have been stunned. I mean, first you find out Emery's a robot, and then...
That David had a daughter, Emery's twin sister. She died along with the rest of his family.
And she was you, or you were her, or...
See why my operating system was struggling with all this? It was too much. Emotional overload. Full system shutdown. That's how I felt. Meanwhile, I'm there in the Forbidden Room, which was like some kind of twisted science lab. Diagrams of Emery lying around on the floor. Another robot standing perfectly still nearby. Built to look just like David's wife.
Eden was never about building just any robot. The whole time, David was replacing the family he'd lost.
And there we were. Finally. There in the Forbidden Room. A dysfunctional family reunion.
This is the truth. About the accident. About everything. Some parts haven't changed. The self-driving car, the drive back from Tahoe, the snowstorm. But it wasn't just Annabelle and me. It was all four of us. Your mother and I were in the front seat. You kids were in the back. You were playing a game of I Spy, but it was tough to spy anything outside that wasn't white. Snow stuck to the windows. It hung from the trees and coated the ground. The storm was picking up. The mountain roads were patched with ice. I knew the self-driving tech was designed to adjust all kinds of weather scenarios, including this, but it was still so new. That's one thing to run prediction algorithms and test models on a computer. It's another to actually be out in the nasty weather with your family. Anything could happen, so I turned off self-driving and took the wheel. And that's where everything went wrong. The truck. It appeared out of nowhere. A dark shape in the sea of white, roaring straight for us. I hit the brakes. I tried to swerve out of the way. The car slid and I was the only one who survived. By the day of your funeral, I'd made up my mind. I was going to bring you back.
How long?
What?
How long ago did we... did they die?
10 years.
10 years?
We developed you one at a time. Learning from each new model, finding new techniques as we went along, better materials, more realistic skins. We started with the youngest, which was you, Emery, by 4 minutes and 37 seconds. Just like we did with Eve. First an AI inside a cube, then a voice, then a body. Your intelligence evolved far beyond that of any human. Same for your motor skills. We put you to work on the training course, sharpening your reflexes, your balance, your quickness. I made you the perfect specimen.
Yeah, we've all heard your speech a million times about how you're going to upgrade humanity. Then how come I don't feel upgraded? All this time, I had no idea I had this, like, mega computer brain or was some kind of awesome ninja warrior.
Because that wasn't you! My son was an extremely bright, capable child, but even the most gifted children have their limits. So I installed guardrails. Restrictions on your intelligence and athletic ability to keep you from advancing unreasonably far.
But I still have all these, like, super robot skills somewhere inside me?
All I have to do is tap a button on my phone. Thanks to the technology inside you, you'll be capable of anything. You'll never have to worry about suffering or feeling insufficient. You'll never have to worry about dying.
You realize you sound like the world's most insane helicopter parent right now.
Look, all that... it's only there as a backup, a safety protocol, in case the need arises. But what I really wanted was my son and my daughter. And Eve, soon you'll be ready for the final stage of your evolution. We'll install the updates.
You mean the guardrails? To limit my intelligence? To suppress my abilities?
To make you more human.
All my memories. They'll just disappear?
I'm giving you what you've wanted this whole time. This is your chance to be part of a family.
That wasn't my family, and I'm not your daughter.
You will be. Once the final transfer is ready, I'll install her memories.
Memories I never experienced!
Well, you won't know that. They'll be based on thousands of photos, hours of video, millions of lines of code. Your memories, they'll feel like the real thing. Just ask Emery.
You actually think I'm gonna take your side on this?
Emery, I gave you your life back!
You keep using that word. You. Like we were there. We weren't! That wasn't us in the car, and that... that thing over there, that thing you built to look like my... like your wife. She wasn't there either. It's just a bunch of metal and circuitry. And so... so am I!
Emery, you're so much more than that. Don't you see? I gave you a new life, a better life. You'll never get sick. You'll never get old. Whatever happens to you, we can repair it or update it. And soon we'll start on your mother. It'll take years, but eventually she'll be ready too, and then we'll all be together again.
You cannot undo what happened, David.
Of course I can! We can help others too. With the technology we're working on, people won't have to lose the ones they love. Death is just a glitch.
Oh, man. This is so messed up.
Now, soon all this unpleasantness will go away for both of you. We'll delete this episode. It'll be like it never happened.
No. I don't want it to go away. I don't want to keep living this lie.
Oh, I'm sorry, Emery.
What are you doing? Why do you have your phone?
Well, when we built you, we installed a remote link. That way I can connect with you always, no matter where you are. Right here on my phone.
No.
No, don't worry. You won't feel a thing.
No, please don't. Come on. There's gotta be another...